Hi, this is Perry Marshall. You're listening to a free, highly abridged version of Evolution 2.0, Breaking the Deadlock Between Darwin and Design. The full, unabridged version is available on Audible and Amazon. The Five Blades of the Evolution 2.0 Swiss Army Knife. If we rank these blades from most gradual to most sudden, the list looks like this. 1. Epigenetics. 2. Transposition. 3. Horizontal gene transfer. 4. Hybridization. 5. Symbiogenesis. Not surprisingly, the first events in the list are far more common than the last. And what happens when we combine transposition, cells rearranging their own DNA, and horizontal transfer, cells exchanging DNA, and epigenetics, organisms passing acquired traits to offspring, through cells switching DNA sequences on and off, and symbiogenesis, organisms merging together, with genome duplication, two species merging to form a third. With these five blades of the knife, we can in principle get from any spot on the tree of life to any other. Also, remember the retrovirus, the symbiotic corkscrew, which leads to organisms borrowing code from code inserted into the virus' own DNA. Finally, we're beginning to form a reasonable sketch of how life proliferated on Earth, how life has managed to fill every niche with amazing diversity. Most important, what we've learned about Evolution 2.0 is, it's not slow or gradual, it's fast. It's not accidental, it's organized. It's not purposeless, it's adaptive. Natural selection isn't the star of the show. Natural genetic engineering is. Oxford professor Dennis Noble is president of the International Union of Physiological Sciences and author of Music of Life. Life, Noble asserts, is a kind of music, a symphonic interplay between genes, cells, organs, body, and environment. Noble has written that all the central assumptions of the modern synthesis, often called Neo-Darwinism, have been disproved. Moreover, they have been disproved in ways that raise tantalizing prospect of a totally new synthesis. Online supplement, Dr. Dennis Noble of Oxford on post-Darwinian, post-Dawkins evolution. Go to cosmicfingerprints.com/supplement to get it. Saying mammals evolved by natural selection is like saying the Seahawks made it to the Super Bowl by winning the playoffs. That might be a perfectly satisfactory answer to a person who has no interest whatsoever in the minutiae of football games, but no true football enthusiast would be content with it. Sports fans demand complete explanations, from recruiting and injuries and talents of star players to the coach's defensive and offensive strategies, from fouls and referee calls to stats and specific moves in the team's signature plays. If sports fans demand detailed explanations for the outcome of a championship football game, why should science fans insist on anything less for evolution? Evolution through natural selection, the 1.0 version, left out all the interesting stuff. Every bit of this remarkable process owes its existence to the exquisite array of signals from the environment, communication between cells, and the ingenuity of cells themselves. It's so fantastic that few even dared to imagine it, but it's been right under our noses all along. Finally, Evolution 2.0. The five blades of the Swiss Army knife bring us to a brand new understanding of evolution, Evolution 2.0. Evolution 2.0 is defined as the cell's capacity to adapt and to generate new features and new species by engineering its own genetics in real time. Evolution in 140 characters or less. Genes switch on, switch off, rearrange and exchange. Hybrids double, viruses hijack, cells merge, winners emerge. Evolution 2.0 is driven by a Swiss Army knife of multiple cell-engineered systems. Transposition rearranges segments of DNA. Horizontal gene transfer shuttles DNA between cells. Epigenetics switches genes on and off, allowing acquired adaptations to be passed to offspring. Symbiogenesis
merges cells to form new organisms with new capabilities. Hybridization doubles chromosomes, so species 1 plus species 2 equals new species. Retroviruses inject new DNA sequences into hosts. Last, natural selection sorts winners from losers. Each of these mechanisms occurs in real time and has been produced in the lab. For many people, evolution has become a four-letter word, a stick wielded by anti-theists in mannerless debates about science and religion. It drips with all kinds of cultural and political baggage. As you can see in the following chart, evolution 2.0 is different. It sheds the negative Darwinian connotations of a blind, bloody battle of luck and selection for an endlessly fascinating, highly directional Swiss Army knife. Origin of life. In evolution 1.0, it's assumed to have emerged from random chemical processes. In evolution 2.0, information theory says codes require a designer, or an undiscovered natural process that generates codes. The speed of evolution 1.0 is gradual. The speed of evolution 2.0 is real time. In evolution 1.0, sources of novelty are random copying errors, and natural selection is the hero. In evolution 2.0, the sources of novelty are transposition, horizontal transfer, epigenetics, hybridization, symbiogenesis, and natural selection was overrated because evolutionary steps occur before natural selection, not after. What about the scientific status? Well, in 1.0, randomness is impossible to prove. Much of the evidence is anecdotal and not empirical, and millions of years is too long to test. But in evolution 2.0, it's demonstrated in 70 plus years of documented live lab experiments. What about the implications for humanity? Well, in 1.0, chance, luck, and blind, pitiless indifference of an uncaring universe creates social Darwinism. But in 2.0, profoundly directional cooperative process invites us to humble ourselves and study with care. What about implications for science and technology? Well, in 1.0, humans are smarter than nature, so we have to begin to direct our own evolution. But in 2.0, we understand that nature is far wiser than we are. It suggests caution. Cell research promises tremendous breakthroughs in medicine and engineering. What about spirituality? Well, in 1.0, religion is a myth, a way for holy men to wield power over the masses. In 2.0, science points to something beyond itself, something far greater than us or the universe. So here's the bullet point summary. Neo-Darwinism says random mutation plus natural selection plus time equals evolution. Random mutation is noise. Noise destroys. Cells rearrange DNA according to precise rules, and that's called transposition. Cells exchange DNA with other cells, horizontal gene transfer. Cells communicate with each other and edit their own genomes with incredibly sophisticated language. Cells switch code on and off for themselves and their progeny, epigenetics. Cells merge and cooperate, symbiogenesis. Species 1 plus species 2 equals new species, and that's called hybridization. We know organisms rapidly adapt because scientists produce new species in the lab every day. Evolution in 140 characters or less. Genes switch on, switch off, rearrange, and exchange. Hybrids double, viruses hijack, cells merge, winners emerge. Adaptive mutation plus natural selection plus time equals evolution 2.0.